This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is in lead to the freeway.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. I just keep saying that because they're battling around the clock to stop people from getting that information. I'm going to shift gears into not just censorship. This isn't just, oh, they're censoring. Everybody's like, yeah, we know. So I used to tell Roger Stone, hey, everybody knows you're not a Russian agent. Stop coming on the show. I hired you to be a pundit, and I really like Roger. I hired you to be a pundit. And to talk about the news, you're really smart. You have a lot of connections. Give us your take on issues in the news, not Russia, Russia. I'm not a Russian agent. It's all fake. Russia, Russia. I'm not a Russian agent. Of course, they didn't charge him for being a Russian agent. They charged him off testimony to Congress being a little different than other statements, which it really wasn't. But I get the same way about censorship. And I keep trying to explain to the crew, who are awesome, it isn't just news stories about censorship. It's that we're going to lose the 2020 if Congress doesn't take action. We have to collate all the censorship, put it together with all the proof. We have to put reports together showing the perjury, and then we have to hand deliver it. That means you. I've done it. I've been to Congress twice in person, five times with lawyers last year. I spent a ton of money delivering reports to the president and to Congress about how the censorship's happening, with examples, with URLs, and Congress responded by, word is they've even had like intelligence committee hearings about what to do with me. This boy's getting out of control. It's like Strom Thurmond didn't like John Lennon. He signed that order. He said, we want John Lennon terminated. Yeah, that's what goes on at these intelligence committee hearings. The Senate level, that's where everybody kisses the senator's ass because they sign off on the oversight for what goes on. And yes, folks, they've had discussions about. But here's the good news. We're already past you. Our truth got out to the president. The narrative's out there. Another huge mission. We got Trump elected, and we just helped hold his ass up for 2.5 years while he tried to repair the country and did a damn good job. Man, for one of those victories, I'd give my life. This is called winning in spades, damn it. But let me tell you, I intend to have victory after victory after victory over these people. But in case something happens to me, we need folks to get the full paradigm. So we put out reports, some of them we published, proving the censorship. Everybody else can get them. Just go flood Congress with it. Get on a plane. Get on a bus. Go to their offices. Pick 10 House members you're going to go talk to and 10 Senate members. And don't go in there all scared like they're God. You walk in and say, I'm here to deliver a citizen's report about the censorship. We're really concerned. Well, he's out to lunch or he's busy. Well, I'm going to sit down for a while. And then just walk around the Capitol for a few days. You'll run into their asses. Or go to restaurants they're at. Go over and talk to them nicely. Or get other reports about censorship and email them 5,000 times a day. Just call them. Just get aggressive or we'll lose everything. Because let me tell you something. We're barely winning. Now, we're winning. But the only place we've lost the last 3 years, and boy, let me tell you, they tied us like a billy goat and screwed the hell out of us, is 2018. They had a devastating victory. So while we're all running around giddy and snickering and giggling about this whole Russiagate thing, if they don't get indicted, it's a victory for them. They held everything up for 2+ years, sabotaged everything. Russiagate's a victory for them unless they get their treasonous asses locked up. God Almighty! Stay with us! the keys to victory. We have the light in the dark of the night, and we're ready to win. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Does the public understand just how much trouble the president is in?
To believe that the president isn't compromised requires such a leap of faith.
I think we have all the proof we need of a scandal that's arguably worse than Watergate.
Do we know if there is still this belief and aspect right. that the president is working for the Russians? I can't answer that.
The U.S. president possibly working for the Russians. Possibly an unwitting pawn.
So here's what the president said when asked if he was a secret Russian agent.
The president did not directly answer the question.
Why not just say no if that's the answer?
There is tons of proof of potential collusion.
We have dramatic evidence of collusion.
How is it not collusion? How is all of that not collusion?
The collusion piece of this, piece by piece, starting to be built out.
A political hurricane is out there at sea for him. We'll call it Hurricane Vladimir, if you will.
Donald Trump knows the noose is tightening.
The noose is tightening.
The noose is tightening, if you will.
The noose is tightening around the president.
The noose is tightening. And I think they're shocked that the noose is tightening. And that people might go to jail.
He knows he and POTUS are going to prison.
Well, I think they're all going to end up together in prison, and maybe that's a good
thing. Oh, my God.
You might be in legal jeopardy because of the Mueller investigation. But are you scared that you could go to jail?
The walls appear to be closing in on the president.
The investigative walls are closing in.
He feels the walls closing in.
The walls are closing in.
Trump resigns, quote, once Mueller closes in on him and the family.
Anybody that writes an op-ed and suggests that Donald Trump has not put himself directly in the target of an obstruction charge is just fooling themselves and some very, very stupid, ill-informed readers.
The stack of counts of obstruction of justice that could be fatal to the Trump presidency.
The House is going to have little choice the way this is going other than to start impeachment proceedings.
The subpoena could relate to two areas of the probe that might ultimately lead to Trump's impeachment.
They are the kind of offenses that would call for impeachment hearings.
If someone walked in my office and said I was a subject of a multi-year criminal investigation led by former FBI Director Robert Mueller, I'd wet my pants.
Mueller reminds me of the starfish which gets itself tightly around the clam and uses all its stuff to weaken and pry open the clam. Now, this is a battle to the death as far as the clam is concerned. If the starfish is able to open him even a little bit, he can get him open all the way, and that's it, of course, for the clam. He's the starfish's...
So absolutely pathetic, ladies and gentlemen, and that's where these idiots are going. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us. Let's sit back and assess what's happened so far. We've had, as called for by the Democrats in the WikiLeaks, racial and cultural and religious and sexual diversions and divisions in this country to divide and conquer us. And that's worked to a certain extent, but overall it's failed. And you've had the attempt to say the 2016 election was fake, and that the Russians stole it. That has now failed. And you have the dragnet of the Mueller investigation meant to be given to other federal prosecutors in Chicago, in Southern District of New York, where the Democrats are in control. But they didn't find anything that's connected to the president, so they've got an even bigger problem. they still intend to move forward with us. Blasey Ford and all that fake garbage fell on its face. That was a beta test for Trump. That's now not worked. But let's talk about what has worked. Again, they lied and said he wouldn't win the election. Major media had egg on its face for that. Totally discredited him. They doubled down. They said he was a Russian agent for 2.5 years. They doubled down again. They failed, though, everywhere. Except they held up the agenda of turning the economy back on, and the Federal Reserve raised interest rates so much that they may have been able to slow it enough where we go into recession by the end of the year, they hope. And they're putting that out in a unified propaganda spectrum. So they slowed down the recovery and may be successful there. They slowed down reforms globally, may be successful there. They tried to sabotage the peace deal with North Korea. They may be successful there. They tried to sabotage peace deals in Syria. They failed so far. So they are fighting back really, 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 really hard. But where have they had a devastating victory? Where has Trump been defeated? Where has America been defeated? You see, I don't talk about when America's been defeated to demoralize you. I don't talk about where we're losing to say we're losers. We're winners. We fought back against the globalists. We've got nationalists and populists being elected everywhere. We fought back against their fake polls and their 8-to-1 spending against Trump and got him in and broke the back of the corporate media. We've had a lot more victories than they've had. But they're still the entrenched power structure. So everybody's celebrating. I like the Wolf's quote from Pulp Fiction. Let's not start doing you-know-what yet until this is completely done. Until the mission's completed. You don't count your money when you're sitting at the table. It'll be calm enough for counting when the dealing's done. And the money I'm looking for is a future for my kids and the unborn and the born they're trying to kill now. So, we've talked a lot about it. And now it's all over the news and confirmed, and you've got top computer scientists and top universities coming out saying Google, in every congressional race they looked at, gave hundreds to one coverage to the Democrat candidates, in some cases never showed them, or said political affiliation Nazi for all Republicans in California and other battleground states. But what about just not showing you the other candidates? Google would do stuff like show you the Democrat running for Congress in your area and then show you the other third-party candidate but not the Republican. And most people get their news now from Google. 93% of searches globally. Over 90% in the U.S. Think about that. Google flipped seats, shifted millions of votes to Dems in 2018 midterms, researcher tells RT. And there's other ones. And if Trump doesn't do something about this, we're screwed. Leaked emails show Eric Schmidt played a crucial role in Team Hillary's election and tried to steal the election for her. QZ. That's in his own emails. But when they failed, they doubled down even more. And so there's the examples of this everywhere. You try to go to YouTube and type in Alex Jones, and it only gives you force-fed, year-old videos that are anti-Alex Jones. You can't search for new ones. If there's a new hateful video, they'll add it in to the search. And it's done like that to Michael Savage, and it's done like that to congressional candidates. And you see congressional candidates try to buy ads on Google. They won't let them do it. Same thing on Twitter. Same thing on Facebook. They won't even give them access to the people. Imagine 20 years ago if you heard a TV station wouldn't take somebody's political money. There's laws against that for TV. For radio, you can't take one political party's money and then refuse to run their ads. That's a violation of the Federal Election Commission rules, and it should be. But Google can do it. And they only looked at three races, all of which were totally skewed for Democrats. Then they looked at a bunch of other races with a smaller sample scan and found the same thing. All over the country. I played the clip yesterday, but it's extremely informative. We'll play it when we come back and then get the latest news on this front. And then there's ways to fight back against it. We'll talk about that. But the number one thing is this. We have internal Google videos, emails, text, all of it. And Google's the big enchilada. Facebook's being targeted. Twitter's censoring as well. But the big one is Google. And if Google can be made to go back the way they were 5 years ago, they've been getting steadily worse for 5 years, and actually be free and open like they were and let their search engines just work again and give people access to information, there will be a landslide. We will win the House back. We will get more in the Senate, and Trump will win by 65 points or more. That's what he really won by in 2016, but they had such election fraud he barely won. That's all we've got to do. Let me tell you something. They were panicking, saying Hillary's got a 98% chance of winning, Trump will lose, trying to create a confidence gap and make it look like she would win no matter what, because they knew in internal polls, in bots, in tracking, where they can algorithm everything you're actually doing, that Trump was at 65% of registered voters. They had to skew all the polls, everything. It didn't work. They've got a huge Herculean job, because let me tell you something. Even mainline polls admit that are skewed, Trump's more popular now than he was 3 years ago. But if we don't stop this, they're going to win. Plus, it allows violation of the First Amendment. It's fraud. They've lied to Congress. He must take action. They're beating us. They're beating us.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from a pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that's spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed, and you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
To lose, but I'll be honest. If we were losing to some neighboring country like Switzerland that had incredible wealth, high IQ, a better GDP, and was pro-gun and pro-family, and they'd infiltrated, and our government was third world, they were going to make us better? I wouldn't be a traitor to my country. But I would try to go sell my country members, my fellow countrymen and women, on let's marry Switzerland. But see, instead we're marrying the Chaikoms, which is like marrying the devil's rear end. It's like climbing into a big giant pile of dead bodies in a concentration camp. It's not like it, it is. And our big tech companies that we set up and paid for, that DARPA built, all of it, are all over there now in China. That cue up Dumford. I meant to play it again yesterday. I didn't. With the Secretary of Defense up front. And they're all over there doing that. That's reason enough right there to nationalize them as utilities. Stockholders still get their money. Their stock will go up. But you're not going to sit there and deny people's free speech. Somebody calls for murder. If somebody is involved in a stock scam, if somebody's selling drugs, if you're doing something illegal, you get in trouble and off the internet. The way it was always under Section 230. But you don't run around censoring everybody and lining up your censorship with China so you get entry into China. I remember right before they banned me a year ago, the Chinese dictator was in the news praising U.S. tech for announcing censorship of, quote, fake news. And he's like, we have our own fake news problems, but I'm glad to see you're getting reasonable. Yeah, what's next? Arresting us? Yeah, New Zealand's now doing that. So we're becoming them. They're not becoming us. Got it? It's not a good deal. And Mike Adams has written a big article about how to counter this garbage. That Tim Cook has said in speeches in China, I support censorship. And would support more of it in the West. And then he gets mad at me that I quote him. What a monster. President Trump can end big tech's treasonous censorship with a single signature. Here's how. Big article from Mike Adams. Naturalnews.com. Full article posted on Infowars.com. Get it out. There is a simple, powerful way that President Trump can end big tech's evil censorship with a single signature. It requires no act of Congress, no regulatory action, and no criminal prosecution, although at this point it seems that criminal prosecuting Google for election meddling would be justified as a separate action. The move requires nothing more than Trump's signature on an executive order that cancels and prohibits all federal contracts with large-scale internet platforms that refuse to protect the First Amendment rights of all Americans, which is exactly what a little birdie told me. What is what Trump will do with the universities, and now he's done it here. Oh, please. In a single signature, President Trump could end all government contracts with Google, Twitter, YouTube, Apple, and other dominant online platforms that are now maliciously deplatforming users for expressing conservative or Christian values. The president, so proud of him, in fact, just issued a similar executive order demanding that universities respect free speech or find themselves terminated from all government grants. This strategy is an aggressive and effective. Those universities which choose to engage in un-American practice of suppressing speech for political reasons will quickly find themselves cut off from federal funds. Now President Trump needs to direct the same tactic at tech giants. This article needs to be emailed by all of you from naturalnews.com, from Infowars.com, to everyone you know, and all talk radio shows, and to others, and to the White House, and to the Capitol. You need to print it off and hand deliver it to Congress, or when your congressman or woman is in your district. This is how we circumvent big tech censorship to deliver the winning blow against their fraud. I also want to have a little thing we play occasionally at times like this. Can we get a marching drum? Because that's what we need to do. Get on the march. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Do you understand? InfoWars, you the audience, have been at the center of the rally and the attack on the globalists worldwide that got Trump in and others in and now have stopped their deep state coup, and now we have their final main attack profile, their main attack ship censorship, their main criminal breakaway groups that are selling the country out and the national security dead in our sights politically, nonviolently. We have them. We have them, but you must squeeze the trigger. And I can't squeeze, it's too big for me to pull myself, but all of us going to rallies, going to events, going to congressmen and women's offices, bringing this up, emailing the stories, getting involved, making it the issue, beating the drum. That is what will change the world. Do you read me? Do you hear me? Do you understand me? This is it. We're close to winning. But the enemy is rallying their forces. Is it going to pull false flags and other dirty tricks? You know they are. So don't think we're out of the woods yet, gentlemen. We can see the meadow. We can see the River Jordan. We can see it. We're almost there. But we've got to get out of these woods. And before we get out of the woods, you notice we're kind of going up a rise, up a little hill, and there's gullies on both sides of us. And you know right before we get to the meadow and the River Jordan, you know what's going to hit us from both sides? The enemy's lined up, waiting with their swords, laying back on the riverbank, getting ready for us to come out and blow. And the minute we break out in this final push, they're going to pull out every stop they got. So just choose whether you're with America and the Renaissance and Christianity or whether you're with the godless Chi-Coms. Here's what's really happening from Congress last week.
Let me just shift and ask about our challenge in emerging technologies, cyber and space, in particular China's investment in those areas and our eroding advantage. I was struck, Mr. Secretary, by a comment that you make in your written testimony. You say some U.S. companies have voiced ethical qualms about working with DOD to develop advanced technology, in some cases even terminating relationships, often while continuing to work with China. What are we talking about here?
I think we're talking about Google and their support to China and their lack of support to the Department of Defense.
So Google has refused to work with the Department of Defense, actually was under contract, weren't they, with the Department of Defense? Tell us about that.
Well, they haven't refused. They just have said they're not going to continue to do business with the Department of Defense on certain contracts.
But they are doing business in China in a way that benefits, you're saying, our Chinese competitors.
Correct.
Say more about that.
Well, the interesting thing, and this is why China is, this is such an important issue for our country, you know, the fusion of commercial business with military.
We're going to go to break.
Is significant.
We're going to come back with the rest of this. Then I'm going to open the phones up, but this is it. Let me tell you something. The American people and our universities and our scientists built all this stuff. You're not allowed to just hand it to the bloodthirsty Chi-Coms. And I cannot believe the insane restraint of our government and the Pentagon to this treason. But see, we had traitors in before like Obama. And now we see how far this has gone. I mean, everybody knows what Google and others have done. We know. You're very lucky. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions
and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, there's undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Well, somebody who's got guts to take action is former congressman, former CIA officer, Bob Barr, libertyguard.org, bobbarr.org. And I wanted to get him on weeks ago about a bunch of other issues, but he's able to get on now. I want to talk about the Senate looking at red flag rules. Just taking guns without due process. Talk about civil war. Trump signs onto that. That's going to really hurt him and the country. And he's on a good streak right now. I want to get into China and Google and how Google's helping China but not us, and how that's coming to a head, and how crazy all the censorship is, and how could President Trump take action against that. But first, I want to get into, because I know he's also a lawyer and a lot of other things, with Bob Barr, his take on 2.5 years of Russiagate, all the lying to Congress. Well, I mean, just his take on where we need to go, because it seems like people need to get in trouble for what they've done, like McCabe and all these other folks. But now we're hearing, oh, Obama ordered him to do it. Well, we'd always known that, but they'd try to cover it up. So this thing is just making what Nixon did look tame in comparison. You've worn a lot of hats. What does this really look like to you? Trump calls it an attempted takedown or coup that failed.
It clearly is an effort, Alex, to go after a president, a sitting president, that the left doesn't like and wish had not been elected, but to do so by whatever means they have at their disposal, including the abuse of the prosecutorial process. We saw that with the Mueller probe, with the so-called impeachment power, well, not so-called, but the impeachment power of the House of Representatives, as well as the oversight role of the Congress being abused. So you add all of this together, and it's a very toxic mix of an effort to, as you say, take down a president honestly and duly elected pursuant to Constitution and laws in our country, but with which the left simply disagrees.
And again, we're not vindictive, but you're one of the few guys to actually take action and get the impeachment started on Clinton, that at least slowed down his criminal activity. I think it's a dereliction of duty if some type of action isn't taken and there aren't investigations. Instead, the Democrats are launching a bunch of their new fake investigations.
What they're doing is two things. One, by omission, they are refusing to go after the criminal activities that are well documented against Hillary Clinton and the so-called Clinton Foundation. Nobody in Washington seems to be at all interested in that whole group of criminal evidence. And secondly, what Congress is doing is they are continuing to pursue relentlessly and with blinders affixed to them anti-Trump investigations based on who knows what. But one would have hoped, Alex, that after more than 2 years of the so-called Mueller probe with thousands of subpoenas, literally thousands of subpoenas, hundreds of search warrants, millions of dollars spent, that the Democrats would at least have the decency and the responsibility to say, okay, we were wrong. There was nothing there in the first place. It's been investigated thoroughly. Now let's move on. They refuse to do that, and by doing that, they are doing a disservice to their representatives across the, or to the citizens that they represent across the country, because there is no agenda. They seem to have no interest in any of the substantive matters for which members of Congress are elected to pursue.
And regardless of what happens in the courts or what happens in the executive branch of the FBI, the court of public opinion, we saw them lie about who was going to win the election, fake polls, giving the questions to CNN. Now Donna Brazile's been hired by Fox News, whatever that means. You've got the Blasey Ford fake thing falling apart. You've got all the other lies about Trump, Russiagate falling apart, the Jussie Smollett falling apart, everything they do falling apart. And now with the Russiagate coming off the rails, I mean, the mainstream media has zero credibility.
Well, it'll be interesting, for example, Alex, to see what they do with the Avenatti cases. One of the one of the darlings of the leftist media now finds himself in very serious legal trouble. And how the left and the leftist media responds to that will be very, very interesting. See if they hold him and the coverage of Avenatti to the same standard which they held Mueller, St. Mueller, I guess, is the best way to describe him. Left media, St. Mueller, and Satan, which to them is Trump. It'll be interesting to see how they handle Mr. Avenatti.
Well, Mr. Avenatti threatened to sue a lot of people that talk about him, but it's all come out. My lawyer, Robert Barnes, out in L.A., he knows him, and initially said on air and off air before this even happened a month ago, he said, listen, Avenatti's specialty is extortion. And that's what he does, and he's gotten away with it because he's a Democrat. And he said a lot of this is about to come out, so I can't wait till he can talk about it on air because he'd already heard about this. But he's been, obviously indicted or arrested for, what, $25 million he demanded from Nike, or he was going to basically demonize them as racist. And so it looks like he's trying to be the new Al Sharpton.
Well, he's Al Sharpton with no hair.
All right, we're going to go to break in a few minutes, but let's get into what you wanted to cover front and center. Trump, I think, has a pretty good report card. Correct me if you think I'm wrong. I mean, overall, he's done a lot of good. But this banning bump stocks, which I know really are worthless, okay. But once you go down that road, now he's like red flag laws, and the Senate's looking at this. This would just absolutely, I think, destroy Trump with his base.
It is a very disturbing trend that we're seeing here, and I think Trump, at his core, is very strong in support of the Second Amendment. He understands it, and he understands the need to protect it against leftist efforts to undermine it. But by the same token, I think there are some in his administration that seem to have bought into this notion that, well, as long as we set up a mechanism to be able to identify bad players in advance of being bad players and take away their guns, that will solve the problem. It is a very, very troublesome road that they now seem to be going down.
You've been watching this as a congressional expert. Well, what's currently happening at the Senate?
The Senate, with Lindsey Graham, a senator from South Carolina, now heading the Judiciary Committee, is holding its first major hearing of the new session of the Congress on so-called red flag laws, or emergency gun confiscation orders. And it's something, Alex, it has a lot of surface appeal because one can point to the Parkland shooting last year and the fact that there were any number of so-called red flags about the murderous student who committed those crimes that weren't followed up on. But the proponents of these so-called red flag laws simply want to jump from the fact that there were red flags that weren't acted on in Parkland to saying, oh, okay, so the way that we solve the problem is to put in place red flag laws without saying, no, wait a minute, stop. Think about what you're saying. There were red flags in Parkland. There were laws that could have been used to address that and procedures already in place, yet they weren't followed or they weren't adhered to. And yet you want to now make it easy for the government to take away a person's fundamental right to keep and bear arms based on speculation. That's very, very troubling.
That's right. And in due process, and without going over all the stuff, the police stood down. They've admitted that in major lawsuits for like 15 minutes. He was running around hearing voices. They called him the school shooter. He was protected. He was under some weird leftist rule because he had a Hispanic last name, even though he wasn't, that he was allowed to commit crimes, vandalism, physical attacks, and didn't go to jail. I mean, it was a long raft of red flags that were all ignored. So now we'll just get rid of due process, even though the regular red flags failed because the system failed. Now the system just says, let's get rid of due process itself. This is outrageous.
It is. And while the idea, the notion behind these so-called red flag laws is not necessarily a bad one, it says, well, if a person is exhibiting very clear signs of violence, including with firearms, then it's appropriate for that to be looked into. But the fact of the matter is there are already laws and procedures in place to address that. And rushing down this road of so-called red flag laws, which raise very, as you've said, very serious issues of due process, seems to be one that...
Let's talk about it. We've got to break. This is...
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm Andy Snyder, author of the hit new book, Nature's Miracles. I just released the stunning details of a simple 30-second natural cure to things like erectile dysfunction, high blood pressure, joint pain, and possibly even cancer. In a word, this cure works. And it's all because of new evidence that proves things like ED are not just another case of bad luck. No, they're caused by our modern diet. And here's the stunning part. I found you don't need to change your diet if you want to beat these ailments. You simply need to add something to it. I recently published the recipe for the perfect drink, and for a limited time, I'm giving it away for free at perfectdrinkrecipe.com. The three cheap, all-natural ingredients found in this delicious drink can help fight some of this country's top killers. Doctors are stunned, and you'll love the results. All the details of the perfect drink are at my website. Just go to perfectdrinkrecipe.com. Again, that's perfectdrinkrecipe.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Congressman, former CIA officer, you name it, Bob Barr, is our guest. Smart guy. You know, he's headed up major movements to try to stop the TSA violation of our basic rights while our borders are open. The president's come out recently and said how out of control it is. I don't blame the TSA agents. I blame the program and what's being done. It should be stopped at the congressional level. Want to get a quick comment from him on that, but he wanted to bring up New Zealand, where they're saying 10 years in jail if you possess the film of the murderer. Well, does that mean Sabruder would get 10 years in jail, or does that mean... I remember growing up watching PBS. My parents let me watch it at the dinner table. They'd roll the TV in, and they'd march Jews into pits and shoot them in the back of the head, and my parents said, that's the Nazis, they're bad. So at 6 o'clock at night, 7 o'clock at night on PBS when I was a kid, they showed Jews being shot in the back of the head. Why can't we see this? But regardless, 10 years in jail and all the gun banning. And so this guy's being used. They took a YouTube channel down that some fan had of our stuff saying we showed the footage. We never even showed it because we're on TV stations and they don't want to. If you want to see it, you can see it. We only showed still shots and him coming up to the building. So we've been censored by this. You're a lawyer as well, a constitutional lawyer, Bob Barr. What do you make of this?
It's very bizarre. But it makes me proud every day that I'm an American, and thankful every day for our founding fathers who had the prescience and the understanding of government to incorporate in our Constitution our Bill of Rights. The poor people of New Zealand don't have that kind of protection, so the government in New Zealand can come in the aftermath of a horrific mass shooting such as occurred a week or a week and a half ago, and say, well, we're going to ban all of the types of firearms like the one that the shooter used, simply because the shooter used it. And secondly, and this is the bizarre part of it that you just mentioned, they now are making it unlawful for a person in New Zealand not only to show the footage that preceded the shooter's activities, but you cannot even possess or transmit electronically or in hard copy a copy of the so-called manifesto that this murderer put out. The only way that you can get around it is you have to petition the government for an exemption in order to possess a piece of paper.
So this is an incredible banning of books. I mean, we have Hitler's manifesto, My Struggle. No one goes to jail for that, and it doesn't mean you agree with Hitler if you read it. This is really dangerous.
It's dangerous also because it removes from the arena of experts an ability to study what went on perhaps in this murderer's mind, what led him to this in an effort, for example, to try and prevent such a thing from happening by somebody else.
No, you're right. It kills what law enforcement admits. It solves a lot of crimes. It's crowdsourcing clues. Like the police come to the public and say, help us. This is what the killer said. It kills the crowdsourcing.
Exactly. They have in New Zealand, and I didn't know this until I looked into this just recently in the wake of these efforts that the government down there is engaging in, they have a censor. And the person, his job, I don't know whether it's his or her job, in the New Zealand government is to be the official censor. And they made this decision to ban the possession or transmittal of this so-called manifesto. It really raises another book that I'm sure you remember well. Fahrenheit was 451.
Yeah.
The book by
Roddenberry.
Oh, I forget who it was. Ray Bradbury. Was it Ray Bradbury?
Bradbury.
In
the future, that's the temperature paper burns, and the government's going around destroying books. It's here.
It certainly is, and thank goodness for our founding fathers that incorporated the Bill of Rights in our Constitution.
But as you know, big tech is following the lead, and if you even show the manifesto on air, they ban your videos. We've had it happen on Twitter and YouTube, Mr. Barr.
It's bizarre, Alex. One, that the government would have this kind of power. Secondly, that they would exercise it. But thirdly, that they would exercise it over simply a document that could provide clues for people to prevent a future shooting.
It's like you said, that's the precedent to ban books. Getting into the final equation here, the time we have left, you've been a leader worrying about China and its infiltration of the U.S., the Confucian societies, our military using the same platforms as them, them stealing our data, our big tech companies, working with them, giving them key data keys. Let's play the whole clip. This is Secretary of Defense and then the Joint Chiefs Dumford. Basically saying that Google is moving to China, working on AI with them, but not the Pentagon, breaking contracts with the Pentagon. Here it is.
Let me just shift and ask about our challenge in emerging technologies, cyber and space, in particular China's investment in those areas and our eroding advantage. I was struck, Mr. Secretary, by a comment that you make in your written testimony. You say some U.S. companies have voiced ethical qualms about working with DOD to develop advanced technology, in some cases even terminating relationships, often while continuing to work with China. What are we talking about here?
I think we're talking about Google and their support to China and their lack of support to the Department of Defense.
So Google has refused to work with the Department of Defense, actually was under contract, weren't they, with the Department of Defense? Tell us about that.
Well, they haven't refused. They just have said they're not going to continue to do business with the Department of Defense. on certain contracts.
But they are doing business in China in a way that benefits, you're saying, our Chinese competitors.
Correct.
Say more about that.
Well, the interesting thing, and this is why China is, this is such an important issue for our country, you know, the fusion of commercial business with military is significant. $5 trillion of their economy is state-owned enterprises. So the technology that is developed in the civil world transfers to the military world. It's a direct pipeline. Not only is there a transfer, there's also systemic theft of U.S. technology that facilitates even faster development of emerging technology.
So I just want to make sure that I understand exactly what you're saying. You're telling me that Google, an American company, supposedly, is refusing to work with the Department of Defense, but is doing work in China, in a way that at least indirectly benefits the Chinese
government. No, they're building the AI.
I haven't heard the word refuse, but there's a lack of willingness to support DOD programs.
General, you're nodding your head. Do you want to weigh in on this?
No, Senator, I'm nodding your head on exactly the point that you made, that the work that Google is doing in China is indirectly benefiting the Chinese military. And I've been very public on this issue as well. In fact, the way I described it to our industry partners is, look, we're the good guys. In the values that we represent and the system that we represent is the one that will allow and has allowed you to thrive. And that's the way I've characterized it. So I was just nodding that what the Secretary was articulating is a general sense of all of us as leaders. And we watch with great concern when industry partners work in China, knowing that there is that indirect benefit. And frankly, indirect may be not a full characterization
of
the way it really is. It's more of a direct benefit to the Chinese military.
Yeah, so just in the time we have, former Congressman Bob Barr, you've been on this for decades. What's really happening here?
What's happening here is a continuation, as you said just a moment ago, of a very disturbing trend that the Chinese government uses commercial transactions and the openness of our system to steal and then replicate, in many respects, military technology to its benefit and to our detriment. You know, this is nothing new. We saw with the during the Clinton administration, this was actually one of the bases for my initial interest and press for impeachment in the Clinton administration, because the Clinton administration facilitated providing so-called dual-use technology, that is technology that has both civilian and military ramifications, to China by U.S. companies. And in return, was getting campaign money from China, the so-called morale scandal. So this has been going on for a long time, and it's finally, it's good to see an administration, the current administration, as we just saw with the SecDef and the Joint Chiefs of Staff there, Chairman, that this administration is finally calling it what it is, and that is a theft of our military information facilitated by a U.S. company working with China, the Obama administration.
Former Congressman Bob Barr, LibertyGuard.org. I know you've got to go. We got a one-minute break. Just come back for 2 minutes and finish up where you think this needs to go, what the president should do on this and censorship, back in like 60 seconds with Bob Barr, LibertyGuard.org. Please don't forget, folks, store-wide free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com, on the books, the videos.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.